Amen. Good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹早上好。
How good it is to sing together.
我们能够一起在这里敬拜是何等的感恩。
On this rainy morning, we thank God for the instruments. We thank Him for the songs. Thank Him that He says He inhabits the praises of His people.
感谢主，我们在这里透过诗歌，透过乐器，我们向主献上敬拜。
And let's continue and worship by lifting up His word.
我们继续用神的话语来献上我们的敬拜。
We're going to read the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. Let's stand and read it first in English, then in Chinese.
我们一起起立，我们来念英文，接下来我们念中文。
Matthew 28 and verse 16.
马太福音二十八章十六到二十节。
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them,All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我们一起用中文，请十一个门徒往加利利去。到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。直到世界的末了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to sing your praises.
天父上帝，我们乐于向你献上敬拜。
Lord, who are we that we could bless you and give you joy?
我们是谁？我们能够献上赞美而使你得着喜悦
？Lord, we are your redeemed.
我们被你所拯救。
Because of what you have done, Lord, we can stand before you blameless with great joy.
因为你所成就的，使我们可以在你的面前站立。
Lord, we confess that we so often and so easily forget and take your love for granted.
主啊，我们向你承认，我们常常将你的爱视为理所当然。
Lord, we can get distracted by the things in this world and have petty complaints.
主啊，我们这个世界在误导我们，使我们常常心生抱怨。
Lord, we come before you. We want to be revived and transformed by your word.
我们到你的面前，我们希望得着复兴，我们希望得着改变。
Or that you could use your church to proclaim your glory.
使用你的教会来传讲福音。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
So this is Unity Sunday for New Hope Christian Church.
今天是北区华人教会的合一主日。
If you're visiting this morning, we're glad you're here. We're a body of believers in Jesus Christ.
如果你今天是第一次来，我们欢迎你们加入主耶稣基督的身体。
And simply want to talk this morning about how His blood unites us.
我想要谈一下有关于耶稣基督的血如何使我们合一。
Now, sometimes people can be united by a common enemy.
有时候人聚集在一起是因为有共同的敌人。
In World War II, Russia and the United States were united in fighting against Hitler.
二战的时候，俄罗斯与美国联合起来对抗希特勒。
Chiang Kai-shek and Mao Zedong were united in fighting against Japan.
国共联合起来抗日。
In the past several years, many nations were united in fighting against COVID-19.
在过去的三年半左右的时间，我们联合起来对抗新冠肺炎。
But that's not the sort of thing that unites us. We're not united by a common enemy.
但是其实，在教会里面，我们不是因为有共同的敌人合一的。
Now, sometimes people can be united by a common task.
有时候我们一起来做一件事情，也是一种合一。
For example, if you ride on an airplane to fly to Taiwan.Have a lot of different people from different places cooperating to share the expenses, to follow the rules, submit to the leaders, to accomplish an amazing task.
一架飞机起飞，假设我们出国回国的时候，你会发现要需要许多的机组人员，大家一起同心协力的配合。
It's an exquisite display of unity, even international unity.
所以你的眼睛你就会看到他们是如何协同的在工作。
But that's not the sort of thing that unites us.
但是不是在这里讲到的合一。
Sometimes people can be united by a common experience.
有时候我们因为有共同的体验，我们合在一起。
Growing up together in the same village or state or country and feeling patriotic about it.
例如说我们从小一起长大的青梅竹马，我们的好友。
Or just going to the same school.
或者我们一起长大的同学。
But that's not what unites us.
但是这也不是合一的源头。
So what does unite us?
所以在这里讲的合一是什么呢？
Jesus said, our unity will be the great sign and wonder by which the world will know that he came from God.
耶稣基督说在基督徒的合一会使世人认出来我们是基督徒。
It won't be because we can do mighty miracles or drink snake poison or heal the sick.
这并不是因为我们可以有很好的、做很伟大的神迹。
He said that they may all be one just as you, Father, are in me.And I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
当大祭司对门徒来祷告的时候，他说：“使他们都合为一，正如父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。”
So what is it that unites us?
所以合一的源头是什么？
Well, first, obviously, we have a common friend, not a common enemy.
第一个原因是因为我们有一位共同的朋友。
Like we wouldn't even know that Satan was our enemy unless Jesus told us.
我们都不知道原来撒旦是我们的敌人，除非这一位朋友耶稣来告诉我们。
He said, "You'll be hated by all for my name's sake."
耶稣基督对门徒说，并且你们要因为耶稣的名被众人所恨恶。
So we follow Jesus first and foremost because of who he is. That's why we worship him.
所以我们为什么跟随？我们跟随耶稣基督是因为他本人，他是我们的朋友。
Notice that some of the 11 disciples here, they doubted what had happened.
在这里经文你看到，在耶稣要升天之前，十一个门徒仍然有人怀疑他。
And yet they knew Jesus. They could trust him. They could follow him.
但是他们是可以信赖他们，他们是可以跟随的。
There was so much they did not understand.
即使他们并不是完全认识主耶稣基督。
It was going to take years for them to understand that the Great Commission was for all nations.
可能他们要真正认识上帝，真正认识他的大使命，是过了多年以后。
Jesus spent 40 days with them teaching, and then they said, Lord, is it now that you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
耶稣跟他们同在40天，他们问耶稣说，主啊，你要复兴，就是在这个时候吗？
Is it now that you're going to give us freedom from Rome and reestablish the glory like under King David or King Solomon?
难道现在就要复兴以色列国吗？使我们脱离罗马帝国的奴役？
Jesus said, it's not for you to know. Don't worry about it.
耶稣基督说，这不是你应该知道的。
And they could follow him. They knew him as a friend. They could trust him and they could grow in faith.
因为耶稣的国不是地上的国。我们要跟随的是主耶稣基督。
Remember, one of his disciples, Matthew, that wrote this gospel, he was a tax collector. He served Rome.
这本书马太福音的作者马太，他其实是一个税吏，替罗马政府工作。
Another one of his disciples, Simon, was a zealot. He wanted to take up arms against Rome.
另外一位门徒叫做西门，他是奋锐党，想要推翻压迫的罗马政府。
Completely opposite ends of the political spectrum.
他们的政治立场是截然相反的。
Maybe like having a radical Trump fan and a radical Biden fan serving together.
就好像一边是特朗普，一边是拜登，两派的阵营。
Maybe like having a radical patriotic Taiwanese person and a patriotic communist and a Hong Kong activist united together.
就好像两岸三地之间政治立场不同发生的冲突。
Now we laugh a little bit, but that's amazing that he can, by his friendship, we can come together.
不管你的政治立场如何，因为耶稣基督跟我们之间的慈爱与友谊，使我们能够联合。
I once worked closely with a couple of radical left-wing activists.
我有一次跟极端左派的人来往。
And we were friends, but they were absolutely appalled by my political positions.
我们是朋友，但是他们很震惊我的政治立场。
But I just kept asking him, you know I'm a Christian, what do you think of this man, Jesus Christ?
我就一直问他们说，我是一个基督徒，你觉得耶稣怎么样？这个人怎么样？
They would want to argue about politics and economics and such.
他们就岔开话题，讲讲社会，讲讲政治。
And I'd scratch my head and say, I'm kind of stupid. What do you think of this man? He's the most influential man in the history of the world.
所以我就一直在诘问他们说，耶稣基督是世界上历史上最有影响力的人，你觉得他是怎么样？
Like, all the nations measure history according to his life. That's why it's the year, well, now it's the year 2023.
万国万民一切的历史都是围绕着他而转。
What are you going to do in response to this man?
你要如何回应他呢？
One day one of them came to me and said,You know, I went to church on Sunday. I'm not even sure what got me there.
其中有一位他说我来到教会了，我不知道为什么上帝要我来。
And I found myself walking down the aisle.
然后我发现我走到台前。
I hardly know what happened.
我不知道发生了什么事。
But I got saved.
但是我得救了。
I gave him a high five.
我给他击掌庆祝。
Soon after that, another one.Went and got a Bible and brought it and showed it to me and said, I've been reading this.
另外一位他就带着圣经给我看说，诶，我在读圣经了。
And we never really talked about politics again.
所以我们就不再说政治了。
Jesus said, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
耶稣基督对门徒说，以后我不再称呼你们为仆人，因为仆人不会知道主人所做的事，我称呼你们为朋友，因为我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Do you and I, do we consider Jesus a friend?
我们有没有将耶稣视为我们的朋友？
We don't want to go to church because it's the right thing to do.
我们不希望来到教会只是因为这是一件对的事要做。
It is the right thing to do, but that's not going to keep us here.
虽然这是一件对的事，本身没有错，但是不是你来这里的动机。
We don't want to go to church because it has a lot of great teaching about marriage and parenting and such.
我们不只是来到教会要学习有关于婚姻、有关于教导孩童的知识。
We do have a lot of good teaching, but that is not going to keep us here.
教会的确有很多关于家庭、关于教养儿童的知识。但是这不是真正来到教会的原因。
We don't want to go to church because we follow a certain set of principles or values.
我们来到教会不仅仅只是因为这个教会它有独特的价值观。
We come here because Jesus is a friend of sinners.
我们来到这里是因为耶稣是你我，我们是罪人，是罪人的朋友。
He sees me, he sees my wretchedness, and he said, I have called you friend.
他看到我们内中的黑暗污秽，但是他说我是你的朋友。
And then he says, I'm telling you what I'm going to do.
然后他告诉门徒说，我要告诉你我以后要做的事情。
So what's this great plan that he's revealed to his disciples?
所以他对门徒他如何来揭露他要做的事呢？
We're united by a common friend, we're united by a common vision.
我们跟主耶稣基督合一，是合一在共同的愿景意象里面。
He says, "Go and make disciples of all the nations."
他说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
That's not a task that anybody can do.
不是每一个人都有办法完成这个使命。
It's more ambitious than anything you could find on Wall Street or in Washington D.C.
这样的使命是高过世上一切的使命。
A task might require a certain degree of commitment and hard work.
所有的工作都需要你的付出跟坚持。
But this vision, this requires courage, this requires your entire life willing to lay it down.
这个愿景需要你完全的付出，甚至要付出你的生命来完成。
It's all nations and it's making disciples.
是万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
Can I get more ambitious than that?
没有比这个更伟大的意向跟愿景了。
Coca-Cola, Nike, Elon Musk, they want customers, they want clients. We don't want clients or fans.
可口可乐、耐吉跟特斯拉电动车，他们需要的是客户，但是我们需要的不是客户。
We're seeking to make disciples.
我们需要的是更多的门徒被建造。
People who love Jesus, want to follow Jesus, want to tell others about Jesus.
如果我们爱耶稣，我们跟随耶稣，我们分享与朋友分享耶稣。
And that requires Christian guts. That's what faith is, just courage.
一个真正有信心的人，他是充满着勇气的。
And the prophet Habakkuk, actually this is from Hebrews, says, yet a little while.And the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
希伯来书的作者说，还有一点点时候，那要来的耶稣就要来，并不延迟，只是义人必因信得生。如果那个义人他退后了，我心里就不喜欢他。
God expects us to have courage to put our hearts out there.
上帝希望我们有勇气将我们的信心活出来。
It's a courage of the heart, right? To say, I truly love this person and I want to give my life to this person.
真正有勇气的人，他可以真实的去爱人，并且愿意为这个人舍命。
It's also courage in the face of great opposition.
同时，在面对极大的逼迫的时候，他有勇气来面对。
But that's what God expects.
上帝预期我们这样做。
He told the Israelites, pick up your weapons and go and take this land.
他告诉以色列人说，拿起你的武器，去攻占这迦南美地吧。
And they were terrified. These guys are giants. These guys have a trained army.
他们其实一点勇气都没有。他们看到在那里有巨人，我们看到自己好像蚱蜢一样，我们的胆气都没有了。
The Canaanites had the long bow.They had the iron chariot.
在当地的居民迦南人，他们有长弓，有铁车。
What did the Israelites have?
以色列人有什么呢？
They knew how to make bricks out of mud and straw.
他们只知道用草来做一些砖头。
God said, "Go and take the land."
但是耶稣，上帝要他们来攻占迦南地。
And they were afraid.
但是他们很害怕。
And God said, it made him angry. And I said, I swear, you will not. None of you who are afraid will enter into my rest.
上帝在震怒当中对这些胆怯退后的人说，没有一个人可以进到这应许之地。
So it's a great vision, and it requires faith and courage, and that unites us together and moving forward.
有一个美好的愿景，美好的意向，需要勇气去完成它并执行它。
Talked about how Jesus united guys like Matthew, the tax collector, and Simon the Zealot to come together.
耶稣使两个政治立场截然不同的西门与两个人分锐长的西门与马太税吏两个在一起。
Now Matthew and Simon were both Galileans.
在马太跟西门他们都是加利利人同乡。
We see later in Acts chapter 2, he united Jews.From many different countries, speaking many different languages, brought them together.
在使徒行传的时候，你就发现，当圣灵来临的时候，万国万民的人都聚集起来。
And then in Acts chapter 6, we saw him unite the Greek-speaking Jews and the Israelite Jews to come together.
使徒行传第六章，你看到圣灵的带领，使说希腊话的犹太人跟原本说犹太话的犹太人能够联合起来。
You and I.Have more in common as Christians.
在基督的里面，你跟我之间有更大的相同共通。
More in common than people you spend 40 hours plus a week working with.
甚至我们的共同性超过了我们在一起工作每周40个小时的同事。
You might be serving customers and clients with those people.
或许你在那里，你是在那边服侍客人，服侍顾客。
We're seeking to make disciples and fight the good fight and lay siege to the gates of hell.
但是在教会里面，我们是要做属灵的征战，我们要去打那美好的仗。
We're united by a common friend, we're united by a common vision, and we're united by a common identity.
第三点，我们合一是因为我们有共同的身份认同。
We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的使者。
Making disciples is not just something we do, it is something we are.
来传扬福音，来建造门徒，不只是我们所做，也是我们的所事。
Now I could argue that I am just as pure a Texan as you could possibly be.
我如果讲讲我的身份的话，我可能就是一个德州佬。
My great 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 grandfather.Lost his leg in the Battle of Behar.
我的先人在德墨战争的时候，他的腿啊失去了。
That's when Texas took the Alamo away from Mexico.
那是当德州将阿拉摩城给拿回来的时候，那一场战役。
And my grandfather had to go to Louisiana to get a peg leg, a wooden leg.
我的祖父需要到路易斯安那那个时候来换上我的假肢、义肢。
And if he didn't do that, I wouldn't be here. He would have died at the Alamo.
如果当时他没有机会做这些医疗的处置的话，今天我不会在这里。
But that is nothing compared to my identity as a Christian, as a member of His church.
但是在耶稣基督里面的身份高过了我作为一个德州后裔的身份。
I am a descendant.Of Abraham.
其实在属灵上我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
This is my heritage.
这才是我真实的属灵身份。
I have more in common with any of you than I do with my own parents.
我在属灵上的相似超过了我在血缘上的血统。
My parents are not yet believers. I continue to pray for them.
我的父母还没有信主，我仍然在为他们祷告。
Now, what kind of people in the Bible do we identify with?
所以在圣经上面，我们是认同，我们是归于哪一个地方呢？哪一位呢？
Y'all know the story of Joseph, one of Jacob's 12 sons in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪的时候，你读过雅各的十二个儿子，其中有一位约瑟。
He was unjustly sold into slavery and then unjustly thrown into prison and spent years under hardship.
他被很不公平的，他被人家当作奴隶卖到埃及，同时在监狱又遭受不公，在那里度过多年。
And he continued trusting God and serving Him, and God used him to bring about the salvation of many lives.
这一位约瑟，他仍然相信上帝，在苦难当中将以色列人出埃及，在埃及当中仍然带领来赐福以色列人。
I admire Joseph.And I want to emulate Joseph.
我希望能够学习像约瑟这样的信靠上帝。
But I don't really identify with Joseph.
但是其实我不属于约瑟。
Bible is clear that we identify with the other brother named Judah.
圣经上说我们是属于另外一个支派犹大。
Judah was transformed.
犹大的生命被改变。
Judah was the guy who walked away from the family for a while.
犹大他离开他的家庭。
And he inadvertently had a child by his dead son's widow.
无意间他与他过世的孩子的媳妇居然有了一个孩子，有了孩子。
Judah was transformed from a self-centered man to a man ready to lay down his own life.
犹大从了一个自我中心的人，从自我中心的人变成一个愿意为人舍命的人。
That's the kind of testimony you and I have.
这是你我都应该有的见证。
We admire, we want to emulate Joseph. He's a type of Christ.
我们想要来学习约瑟，他就像是耶稣的预表。
Identify with a guy like Judah, from which we get Judaism.
同时，我们也属于犹大。而这个信仰是从犹大支派而来。
We are God's redemptive community.
我们是上帝所救赎的群体。
Every day we're testifying to His grace and mercy to deliver me from evil.
所以每一天我们就来见证上帝的恩典，使我们脱离罪恶的辖制。
Wake up every morning thanking God that His mercy is new every morning.
在每天早晨，他的怜悯都是新的。
Now you and I, we all have blind spots.
你我都有盲点。
We need iron to sharpen iron.
我们需要铁磨铁。
As a church, we need one hand to wash the other.
我们需要彼此互相鼓励，互相监督。
The Bible is very clear. We are called, commanded, expected to speak the truth and love to one another.
圣经里面叫我们在爱中说诚实话。
Paul talked to the Ephesians, says, Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil.
保罗在以弗所书他说你们个人要弃绝谎言个人与邻舍说实话因为我们互相为肢体生气却不要犯罪不可含怒到日落也不可给魔鬼留地步。
So, by this verse, what's the alternative to speaking the truth in love to one another?
所以如果不在爱中说实话还有什么其他的可能？
Meaning, finding a brother or sister and saying, hey, what you did here was not right. What you said was not right.
例如说找到一位弟兄或姐妹告诉他说你所刚才所做的是不对的。
The alternative is to live in falsehood.
另外一个选择就是你不去跟他讲你就活在虚假里面。
And just pretend to be a church where we love one another.
然后你不去跟他讲，你就假装我这个教会是一个爱的教会，是彼此相爱的教会。
Pretending to have unity that will go hand in hand with pretending to worship God，
以至于我们的合一变成虚假的，以至于我们的敬拜变成虚假的。
We are eager to see the church grow. We're eager to see one another blessed and maturing.
我们期待每个人都要成长，我们期待每个人被上帝所赐福。
And where there's light, there's heat, and there's going to be iron sharpening iron.
所以即使有争执，即使有冲突，仍然是铁磨铁，都在主耶稣基督里面。
Because our identity is of being the redeemed, being transformed by God.
因为我们真实的身份都是被拯救的罪人。
Jesus united Matthew the tax collector and Simon the zealot.
耶稣使这两位立场相反的门徒能够合一。
He united Jews that spoke many different languages from around the area.
他使各国在各国里面流散的犹太人，他们说不同语言，能够合一。
Later on, we see that the Holy Spirit continues to break down walls, break down barriers.
你看到圣灵在使徒行传做工，将人跟人之间的隔阂通通都打破。
We see him take an Ethiopian convert to Judaism and unite that with the church, unite him with the church.
你看到厄塞比亚的太监，因为圣灵的带领，使他接受主耶稣基督，接受福音，能够得着赐福。
And then about 6 years after Jesus rose from the dead, started seeing non-Jewish people, seeing Gentiles.
在耶稣升天以后，大概六年以后，你看到非犹太人开始信主。
And the disciples scratched their head and said, Huh, I guess this is what Jesus meant.
所以使徒逐渐明白什么叫做万民。
Unites people from every tribe and tongue and people and language.
万民是各国不同的人、不同的语言、不同的生活习惯、不同的民族。
I have more in common with any of you than I do with my own mother.
因为他超越了民族，超越了种族，使我们的合一就超越了我们的血缘，超过我们跟先祖先人之间的关系。
In the church, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female. We are all one in Christ.
圣经上说，不分是犹太人、希腊人，不管你是自主的还是为奴的，不管你是男的还是女的，在基督耶稣里面都成为一了。
Now, our goal is not to be a more multi-ethnic international church.
我们的目的并不是，我们的目标不仅仅是成为一个多族裔的多元教会。
Our goal is to be witnesses to Christ in a lost world.
我们真实的身份，我们真实的使命是要成为世界的见证。
To be his ambassadors.
成为他的使者。
Now, if we do grow more multi-ethnic and more international, that will be a beautiful testimony to God's grace.
如果上帝赐福给我们，使我们成为更加多元多族裔的教会，那上帝给我们恩典，使我们成为他的见证。
Be a beautiful testimony to God's ability to break down barriers and unite people from very, very different worldviews.
这就让我们成为万民当中的见证，而这是美好的见证。
We can hope it happens. It's a beautiful result of our goal of seeking to know Jesus.
当我们在追求，在想要寻求耶稣的时候，愿上帝赐福我们教会成为这样的教会。
We want to be rooted in Christ. We want to thrive in His love.
我们希望在主里扎根，在爱里兴旺。
Now, today in our world, if you turn on the TV, if you look anywhere, there's more and more and more tribalism.
当你现在接触到世界上的媒体，你就会发现分隔主义越来越严重。
People find their identity in things like race or party.Or nationality, that's who they are.
每一个人就试图找他自己的认同，可以认同在种族上面，认同在理念相同的地方。
And there is constant fighting and finger pointing and standing up for my tribe.
因为每个人都站在自己的阵营当中，以至于阵营跟阵营之间彼此冲突，彼此争执。
We don't want our children to see us treating church that way.
我们不希望我们的孩子在这样的环境当中长大。
It's just another political category, another cultural category.
因为这些只是用文化、用政治来区分人。
If we do, then we shouldn't be surprised if they just decide to choose another one.
如果我们是这样子的话，我们不会觉得很奇怪，为什么孩子不想要来到教会，为要离开教会。
It'll be harder for them to identify a scared, anxious church.To connect that with Jesus, who had no fear facing the Roman leaders, facing Herod or Pontius Pilate, but who sweat blood before his heavenly Father.
我们的孩子需要知道，来到教会是因为见到耶稣。耶稣他是为我们而死，他勇敢的来面对罗马政权的残暴，但是他完全的顺服天父上帝，完成他的旨意。是因为耶稣的关系。
Someday, that eastern sky is going to split wide open. There's going to be a heavenly entourage. Nothing in this world could compare to.
有一天天要开，主耶稣基督会再来，这世上没有什么可以取代他。
We don't want to come to the gates of heaven and say, wait.Let me go back and suffer some more.
我们不希望走到天堂的门口，然后再回头说，啊，我要再回去再受苦一下。
Let me go back and serve God's people more.
然后那个时候就没有办法后悔说，我再多服侍一点。
No, we want to be ready. We want to be, Lord, I'm looking, I'm waiting.
我们希望我们见主的时候，我们已经预备好了。
I'm waiting with your people.
我们大家一起来预备好。
We have a common friend. We have a common vision. We have a common identity.
我们有共同的朋友，共同的意向，还有共同的身份。
Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
不分犹太人、希腊人，不分你有没有受到割礼，不分你是自主为奴的，主耶稣基督他是我们的一切。
So let us press on together.
所以我们一起来敬拜。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you that you have called us friends.
主耶稣基督，谢谢你来做我们的朋友。
And Lord, thank you that you send us out to fight the good fight of faith.
你差遣我们来为真道打这美好的仗。
Lord, we want to, each one of us agree with the psalmist when he says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
在诗歌里面我们就看到敬拜，我宁愿在主，在这里敬拜主，与主来亲近。
Lord, it is such a blessing to be part of your church.
我们在这里是何等的蒙福。
Be part of something so much bigger and so much greater than anything we could do on our own.
在那万王之王、万主之主的里面，我们是何等的有福。
Lord, may we be found faithful, waiting and watching on that day you come back.
主啊，愿你使我们成为敬虔人，只等到主再来的那一日。
Lord, be glorified in our love for one another.
主啊，透过我们的彼此相爱，愿你的名就被高举、被尊崇。
Our desire to see one another blessed and growing and fruitful.
我们渴望我们每个人就得着生命，并且多结果子。
Give us wisdom, Lord, to pray for one another, intercede for one another.
主啊，为每个人来祷告，为每个人来祈求。
Lord, to speak the truth in love, because we want to see your name honored.
在爱心里面说诚实话，我们希望你的名字被高举，被荣耀。
Lord, revive us again with your spirit.
愿你的灵来使我们每个人都得着复兴。
Lord, we love you, we bless you.
我们爱你。愿我们向你献上赞美。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.